Shalom lenashim.
Hello to the women, our dear, wonderful, beautiful, good, wise women. And let's approach our lesson. What's the topic, Gilad?
Topic of the importance of dissemination.
The one that we started a week ago.
Yes.
Very well.
So we have selected excerpts that are chosen specifically for this topic. And there is, of course, questions from the women.
Let's go.
Excerpt number one from Baal HaSulam. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar. Like the shofar, whose voice travels great distance, the echo of the wisdom will spread the world over.
Yes, so the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar. Similar to a shofar, which its voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom should spread the world over, and specifically we need to create a foundation to this so that through us it will emerge to the whole broad world. As he says, spread the world over. Not in some one place or between a certain limited quantity of people, but rather this wisdom will spread the world over. Okay, we only have PT18 that wanted to ask long ago. Even before I even started reading, they wanted to ask. So, well.
Hello, Rav. Lately, I belong to a team that's disseminating the method of integral education. It's a very dear team that has over 100 participants who are instructors in academia and doing many wonderful things, and we have many opportunities opening up to us in many communities in Israel. And I would like to know, what's the intention that we have when we speak to these important people?
That we don't have any other means to arrange ourselves, to arrange things in the world, in the country, all of reality, all together, if it's not through the correct connection between us. And the correct connection between us can only come by the usage of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. It can't be that anything good will come to the world, but rather the world will continue to deteriorate more and more. We need to stop it and even reverse things, rewind things to the good life. We can do only through the usage of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
We disseminate the method of integral education.
Okay, so that's the folk form of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Italy.
We
can't hear you.
Okay, the question is, according first, question number
one.
Our 10 read the article for today and asks, how to recognize the Messiah? Do we find inside ourselves or in the 10? And how can that help us into dissemination? Thank you, Rav.
We need to prepare between us such relations that the upper force will be able to come down and live between us in accordance with equivalence of form. To the extent in which we will be connected, he too will land between us and fill the connections between us. That's the state that we need to come to. And that force that helps us come to such a connection between us is called the Messiah. From the word Mashiach, Moshech, from its drawing us from an egoistic desire to a desire for connection.
One more time, please.
Of course, we will feel him between us and in us. He will feel everything.
Latin 1.
Shalom, Rav. Amigas del Clima Mundial, tenemos una pregunta.
Hello, Rav. Friends from the World Clean, we have a question from the 10. What suggestion do you have for us to help those who are depressed? It's from the next excerpt number 2.
We have nothing that we can help with other than what we do, just to read about the correction of the world that can take place and only try between us to implement the laws of connection, meaning connection between us. There is nothing else for us to do. All the rest are only what will bring us to even greater shattering, so that we will at last recognize that we have no choice and we have to go forward with the laws of nature and connect. All of nature is connected, except for human beings that want to truly harm one another and are also projecting upon all of nature this quality of harming one another. Because of people, everyone is eating everyone is harming everyone, etc., etc. Therefore, let's correct ourselves, and then the whole world will be corrected by that. That's why it's written in the Torah that eventually also a lion will live with a lamb, a wolf with a lamb, etc., etc. Because people will be corrected, it will project the good force from them to all of reality.
USA West 1.
How do we, within our 10, as well as among the 10s, help each other to really feel the importance of dissemination?
By talking about it and being an example. You need to be connected between you in such a way that through talking and an example, you will influence one another. And especially this works between women. Women are more envious according to their nature than men are, and that's good. That's actually good.
Mark 17.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. У нас немножко.
Hello, dear Rav, World Kli. We have a long question. At what point of the development of the soul do we have the deficiency to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, and how do we understand that a person is ready to disseminate and will not harm? Is it a desire to disseminate the sign of the development?
Kabbalists tell us that we are dependent on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And there are many materials that they wrote about this. And in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, also depends on our advancement. It's not that we advance and then along the way we also disseminate. No. Rather, if we don't do dissemination, we won't advance ourselves. That's why there's no choice here. We must disseminate when? From now. From yesterday even. And not to wait until we will be big, and because we're disseminating it to everyone. We must do so. To the extent in which we disseminate, that extent, the Creator will care for us. Because the Creator has no possibility of coming to each and every person, but rather we can do that, to truly be His messengers.
Another question. What can we add to our dissemination?
You need to add anything. Less talking, we have to do more. That's it.
Salve Rav.
Hello Rav. For joy is the result of the good actions. Why, after all the efforts in dissemination, I cannot feel this joy? Thank you.
You have a very big ego. And you want to fill it, just like it is. And of course you can't. And you're feeling more and more darkness in it. This darkness actually needs to push you towards the correct understanding of what to do with your ego, with the darkness. As we need to do, to use it in an opposite manner, start connecting above the rejection with your friends, and now in such a way you will see, start feeling what the wisdom of Kabbalah is saying. To the extent in which you connect with them, you'll start to feel the good upper force that will be revealed between you, and that will be the Shekhinah already. I know you for many years, so it's worthwhile for you to get out of that bitter feeling of yours. Okay? Smile for me now.
No.
Well? I'm waiting for a smile. Years we know each other, and you're always so serious. Stop. Let me. You have joy. Okay.
Kiev 7.
Rav, добрый день. Rav, вопрос от десятки.
Good afternoon, Rav. Question from the 10. We want to answer the Creator. How do we do this all the time?
Only through holding each other and reminding each other how you need to be connected in order for the Creator to start to be revealed between you. Try and do that way, and you will see that it's possible and specifically not so difficult. All the work appears difficult to us because each thinks, how will he do this? But the moment you start to think together, there's no difficulty. It's actually the opposite. It becomes very easy.
Макфри.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, великие подруги.
Hello, dear Rav. Great friends. Rav. Time of Kamal-Tikun, will the nations of the world be ready? Will it be obvious? Will it be part of the development, or will it be part of our participation in the correction? What is that correction?
No, they will connect to us and understand that in connection, in their connection specifically, everyone comes to the end of correction. The Creator doesn't want for there to be some action without knowledge of it or awareness of it. It's completely not typical to a person. A person is one that somewhat resembles the Creator according to his feeling and his intellect, who operates out of his feeling, his decision. That's why also the nations of the world, when they come after us, they will also come to the feeling and attainment for the necessity to reveal the Creator. Yes. And it's written even more that they will demand of us for us to help them. And we will feel that without them, if we don't do that with them together, we also won't be able to ascend towards the Creator. Therefore, we will have to help them, and specifically by us helping them, we will rise to what is called the Mountain of the Lord, to the high peak of knowing the Creator.
Раф, а можно вопрос подруги?
No.
May I ask a question from a friend? The connection that we are offering to the world is love my fellow as thyself and to reveal the Creator. How do we present this to the wider audience? How can we express this?
It's not important in what way it will be, but the connection between people places them before nature. Don't say creator, say nature. It places us before nature in a nice, good way, in equivalence, in connection. To the extent in which we will be more connected between us, we will discover more and more that the laws of nature support one another, are connected to one another, and then things.
אנחנו לא צריכים לדבר על חומת הקבלה לאנשים שהם זרים. אנחנו צריכים להסביר.
You don't need things that are strange. We just need to explain what the secret of the good life is. Everyone understands that it's possible to reach this only in connection. No one understands how to come to connection. We have a solution. Because we can awaken the upper force in nature, and it will connect us. It will connect between us.
Bogota.
Shalom, Rav. Muchas gracias. La pregunta es de la.
Hello, Rav. Thank you.
La difusión de la
sabiduría. Question is from the 10. How is the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah helping accelerate the recognition of evil in the world?
The more people understand that our ego is what bothers us to come to the good life, the faster we will come to a state in which we will cancel our egos, and in place of it, work with the force of bestowal, connection, love. That's why the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah is the key to the good life that eventually humanity will have to move to. And soon, you will see in what states, in what additional states are prepared for us in the future, for all of humanity. So of course it's worthwhile for us to disseminate as fast as possible the wisdom of Kabbalah to enter, to avoid bigger problems relative to the pandemic and other disasters. We must hurry up.
Kiev 1.
Добрый день, Раф. Добрый день, мировое Кли.
Good afternoon, Rav. Good afternoon, World Кли. Questions from the 10. We are meeting for a while now with 10s from the World Кли. And after every meeting, we feel confident. We feel in this elevated state. How do we get to this state of deficiency? What do we need to do? What do we need to ask from the Creator?
If you have, after the meeting, upliftment, then that's nice. What do you need to discover some kind of lacks for? Discover the upliftment, discover the joy, discover love, an inclination towards the connection between you, and from that turn to the Creator, where you want Him to disclose Himself in the connection between you. We don't need to be in sorrow all the time. On the contrary, connect to Him, to the Creator, from the joy of connection between you. That's the best thing.
We
don't want to be in sorrow. We want another step, so we won't stop. So we won't be stuck.
This happens only through joy, connection and joy between you. The more you develop that and address it to the Creator, where you're making room for his revelation, and you'll see the extent in which you advance.
Moscow.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вы нас слышите?
Hello, dear Rav.
We hear you, we hear you.
Вся женская группа сегодня в сборе. Вам передаем привет с фонариками.
The whole group of women have assembled here. We'd like to send wishes to everyone.
Просто ликует.
It's coming from the whole group here of women. We're all celebrating here, and we would like to talk about the Congress.
We'll
have a series of strong lessons.
Мы изучали отрывки, глубину которых.
And the topic of the lesson of Shekhinah, we read from the sources, we read in depth, and the question is.
Может быть, тема предстоящего конгресса должна быть. И именно
the topic of the last of the Congress
потому что нам это позволит очень чувственно
should be on the topic of the Shekhinah.
Глубоко проникнуть друг в друга.
It'll allow us to unite emotionally
на новом уровне. Это вызвало
and enter the topic in an emotional way. So we'll be able to feel our friends on a new level and to feel the Shekhinah with sorrow. We felt our connection differently, and it's thanks to the topics, but the lessons that we've been going through. Could the topic of the Congress be on the topic of
Shekhinah?
I'm happy that you have there a very powerful, broad activity there that's joyous, but as far as the convention, you have to address the organizers for the convention and not to me. I will just receive from them later what the topic is and what the materials that I need to talk about are. I receive everything. They dictates to me, and I just execute. The convention is prepared by my students, and I don't go in or get involved with that whatsoever. Therefore, turn to the convention organizers. What address, Gilad? The known one, yes?
boardworldkli@gmail.com. Here it is.
Here you go, please. After that, also I will stand after all that. But first you need to write there.
Unity free.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, подруги. Рав, у нас возник такой вопрос по четвертому уроку.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We have such a question on exit number 4. What does it mean to disclose the secrets?
That's from our lesson. We didn't get there yet. We just read number 1. We didn't even read number 2, and you're asking me about number 4. I can't say that. Wait till we get there. Meanwhile, I see questions, so I'm not moving forward. Do you understand? That's what happens here.
Chile 1.
Buenos días, Ravi. Buenos días, amigas. Una pregunta de mi decena.
Hello, Rab. Hello, friends. Question from the 10. We recognize the women as malchut of this world. And will to receive is growing in us when we disseminate?
It could be, but the will to receive has to grow eventually, just with corrections. But the fact that it will be bigger, that's good. That's good.
Питер 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. У меня вопрос от подруги из нашей.
Hello, Rav. I have a question. Friend in a 10 who could not connect today.
Свойства в себе, которые можно использовать.
How do we find and connect to these inner qualities that we can use for the benefit of the 10?
Anything that you do and you use correctly for the ten, use, what's the right use? Whatever's benefiting the friends. But do it delicately, not because you want to bestow and you're pressuring them, but examine whether they understand that and accept it correctly.
Mark 22.
Mark 22.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. У нас возник вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, world Кли. We have a question from the Ten. I'm reading one commandment article of Baal HaSulam, where it's written that the only commandment is to work lishma, to work more than what is necessary. What is this necessary? Is it different for each one? How do we determine what is necessary?
This all depends on the development of man, and then a person defines for himself what he has to do according to his development. Moscow 8.
Hello, Rav. Part of the ten. Not on Galaxy. It can be that some friends exert more efforts, and this will be then unequal. If one does a lot of actions and one does less actions, there's a feeling of inequality. How do we get to the feeling that we're equal?
No one is equal to the other. We're all different, and therefore each and every one of us bestows according to his degree of development and one's ability. No question? Okay. Kafkaz 1.
Hello, Rav. We have two questions. First question is from friend in a 10.
Let's
not have her question changed. What does it mean to add to our work so that the Creator will start working?
Prayer. There's nothing else. Only prayer. On behalf of a person.
Не слышу. Не слышу.
I can't hear you.
Не слышу.
I can't hear you.
Если я страдаю от того, что Шхина страдает.
If I suffer from the sorrow of Shekhinah, the divinity, what do we need to do from there?
We need to work accordingly. If I'm suffering, and I'm suffering from the fact that the divinity is suffering, then I need to do every one of my actions so that it will stop suffering. Meaning to connect with the friends in the ten immediately and as much as possible more.
Almata 1. Almata.
Здравствуйте, здравствуйте, наш любимый Рав. Хотела, во-первых, поблагодарить вас за...
Hello, beloved Rav. I would like to thank you for all of the lessons. All of your work.
Даже не стараемся, мы каждый день...
Every day we try to listen to the lessons. Not try, but we listen to the lessons every day. And my question is...
Потому что...
Милочка,
I'm a bit emotional.
Go ahead, ask the question.
Почти каждая из наших девушек испытывает очень сложные
ощущения. Almost every friend.
Тяжело, очень тяжело.
Experiencing some very hard feelings.
Человеком очень сложно. И, наверное, только я одна.
It's very hard for 11 of us. There are 12, 10 of 11. And I'm the only one able to ask the question. And a bit more able to ask the question right now.
Нам стало более понятно.
After
расскажите, пожалуйста, что нам
chattering, we can feel it a bit more clearly. What do we need to do from here?
У вас очень простая работа. Попытаться соединиться между собой и решить все ваши проблемы.
It's a very simple work to try to connect between you and solve all the problems. It's not so difficult.
Вы можете это сделать.
You are mature, serious women. You can do this. You have all that you need for this. Just connection between you can correct you and can bring you to a good state. Only connection. Don't do anything except for that. Only connection. And you'll feel the extent in which this is truly a magic medicine, magic pill.
Please tell us, what is connection? Every day we connect in the morning, in the preparation for the morning lesson, and we read articles together in the evening. We have Zoom meetings. What more do we need to do?
You need to come to a feeling that we are all supporting everyone. That I'm not alone, but rather together with me, there are, let's say, 10 or 15 friends that are all together with me, ready to deal with any problem. That's what we need.
Turkey 4.
Hello, dear Rav, dear friends. The question is from a friend in R10. What should we do with the feeling of not being enough that comes after feeling a high desire to disseminate? And how do we make sure that we are really enough to convey the qualities that we do not have yet? Thank you very much.
If you really connect more powerfully, you will attain all that you want inside that connection. I have nothing to add here. That is the answer to all of your questions. Also, when you're asking me questions, what can I do with those questions? Only connection. Start to connect between you and to ask these questions, not me, the Creator. Address them to the Creator. And you'll start to receive answers to the extent in which you're connected.
Spain 2.
Buenas tardes, querido maestro. Nuestra decena tiene la siguiente pregunta.
Hello, dear Rav.
¿En qué medida damos alegría?
R10 has the following question. To what extent do we give contentment above in our dissemination? And how can it cause the friends to disseminate more?
The measure that you can cause your friends good is endless. It all depends on the connection between you. And the Creator is in the connection. Try and start feeling Him. He's within that connection. He's between you. He's just in concealment. To the extent in which your desires will be more and more connected and with demand to Him, then you'll start to discover that He is there in concealment and that He will come out of there and will be revealed more and more.
Rus 7.
Дорогой Рав, любимые подруги, здравствуйте. Как усилить...
Dear Rav, beloved friends, how do we increase the quality of dissemination? How do we keep this contact with the nations of the world?
Yes, exactly what you said.
Argentina 1.
Hola, querido Rav, ¿cómo estamos? Tenemos una pregunta de grupo.
Hello, Beloved Rav, we have a question from the group. Over the years, we heard lessons that there's nothing outside of us. There's no one to disseminate to. So what's the purpose of the dissemination? What's behind this action of dissemination?
What's concealed beyond the dissemination is the source of our efforts. That we need to advance all of the desires that have been through the shattering and the Kli of Adam HaRishon, and we need to connect this whole Kli to one, all the parts, to unite them to one. And this is only for us to do, because all the vessels that are in the nations of the world are not capable of connections, are not capable of anything. They are passive vessels. They're only ready for us to do this for them. And to work in a passive manner, they're capable. We can turn to them after we explain to them. And for them, too, to join us. And to a certain extent, they will be able to work through the internet in all kinds of forms of dissemination. And that's how they will help themselves and others. You'll see that it's possible.
No.
¿Puedo hacerle otra pregunta?
Brazil one.
Okay.
Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. There's a question from Iten. How can we direct our work from inside the ten so that it will be felt by the surroundings? Like a perfume, let's say. How can we do that?
That I can't say how to be done because... it's something that we need to see according to the place, according to the state, who we turn to, how to do the dissemination, like perfume, like the scent, or like wind that will spread nice and good. That we need to be experts in this. Start doing certain small actions even in dissemination, and from that you'll start to get experience and you'll feel how to do it more and more.
Hello,
Rav.
Where
is this feeling a pleasure from dissemination? There is no other desire, and that Malchut will be in annulment and restriction.
The pleasure from dissemination we feel in our corrected state. That's where we need to feel all the responses from our actions. Or either good or not so good, God forbid. It's all felt between us in the connection between us, which is called Shechina. If there is connection, we will feel there better things or not as good things. If there's no connection, we won't feel anything.
Желание, намерение, вот это намерение, оно все-таки относится больше к творению или это область Творца, в которой раскрывается его действие?
Bestowal. Have to do with the created being or the creator?
This all belongs to us. Tel Aviv one.
Кводо Рав, шалом лекулам.
Hello Rav, hello everyone. Question. As we adhere to the study, to the goal, it seems to us that we stop to feel the people outside of us. We don't feel them at all. We don't listen to them. So how can we keep this balance? How do we keep a balance?
We don't need to watch over the balance. The main thing is the connection between us until we reveal the Creator. And the connection with the others, as little as you're connected to them, it's also not too bad. What do you want to, what kind of connection do you want to have there? With your neighbors? There's no connection that is good in being connected with people that don't have purpose in life, that don't know by what you come to the good life.
Woman Darom. Woman Darom.
Hello, Rav. Hello, beloved friends. We would like to send a hug to friends in Amatawan. We learned that the nations of the world will raise the children of Israel on their shoulders and bring them to Jerusalem. Does that mean that the nations of the world will help us disseminate connection to the world and to Israel? Should we attribute this way that we decide where to disseminate?
The nations of the world are called all those that don't have to do with spiritual unity. Jews, British, Germans, doesn't matter who, also in Israel, except for Bnei Baruch and a few other individuals, all the rest are called the nations of the world.
That's clear now. And another question about the lesson.
Yes.
To delight the Creator is to receive in order to bestow. Should we try to think about everything that I'm asking? It will be for others. Instead of saying that I'm tired and I want to sleep, think now how I want to sleep in order to have strength to serve the friends.
Yes, that's good too. That's good too.
Ken Rav, the Sheila Lechavera.
Question for a friend. What is the influence of the action between us? We're in teams that are disseminating, and how does this help in what we disseminate?
It influences everything, influences on our connection with the Creator. Can't be that we will have a connection with the Creator that it will be better than the connection that's between us. That's a must to remember, that it's impossible, specifically from love of created beings, we come to the love of the Creator. Clear? PT6.
Many friends in our 10 disseminate, and after a talk between us, we would like to scrutinize what is the best dissemination to the general public. Is it enough to just disseminate that connection is the remedy for all of the problems, or do we need to really go in depth in the explanation? And if so, what is the depth that we need to go into with the message that we disseminate?
I'm very happy that you're so knowledgeable in this, we can feel it, but I have no possibility of guiding you right now, it's not my profession. In the big women group, we have women that can do that. Ask advice from them. PT38.
Hello, Rav. We are not able to compose a prayer that includes all the prayers of the friends. It'll be too long. Can you give us a suggestion, advice, how to compose a prayer that will include the whole 10?
No, it needs to be something short, no more than 5 sentences from the whole group. And do it. PT23.
Thank you, Rav. Women are meeting virtually 3 times a week. The workshops on the articles and Baal HaSulam that we study on that day. And there was a question in the 10. Is it correct to have 1 meeting in that day for dissemination?
No, 1 meeting a day about dissemination is too much. But we need to try nevertheless. We need to maybe once a week do some meeting about this. But from this meeting, there should be results that you will later know better how to write, what to write, and in what way to disseminate it.
Давайте быть в радости. Действительно потрясающий момент. Вопрос. Наши роли в распространении и постоянство, и просьба об одном желании рождают у нас место.
Our duty in dissemination.
Это есть распространение.
One desire. They will have place. Dissemination. In what way are we participating with the Creator in this?
I can't explain this to you right now and give you a whole explanation about dissemination. But first, we need to understand who we're disseminating to. It could be people that need to be explained to, like children, or to women, or to men, or to scientists, or to culture and education people. It all depends on who we're disseminating to, and also in what style, and who's writing it, and so on and so forth. Meaning it's no such thing as just dissemination. It's the approach to the world, to bring the world the knowledge of the Creator, upon which we are dependent, and to the extent that we're dependent, and do it in such a way that they won't reject or think of you as that you are some druggies that are on some trip or something. We need to learn very carefully who we're disseminating to, and then choose the way, the manner in which we disseminate, and to let each other read it. And it's desirable for dissemination to emerge after the proper examination of us all, so we are certain that it's correct. Then it will be much more blessed. The more the women that are involved in that article, in that page, I don't know what exactly you're disseminating, then it will have more success. The Creator is considerate in as much as we may connect between them, come closer between them, and then from that closeness between them, they disseminate.
Barur.
Mach
22. Mach 22. Здравствуйте, Раф. Еще раз задам вопрос от десятки,
I'll ask a question from the 10, an important question. Can you please give us the right buttons to press in order to relate to spirituality and corporeality?
I can't tell you other than what is written in all the books. A person needs to learn how he satisfies himself in a normal way, provides himself in a normal way. He's not pressing himself in a materialistic way and all the rest. He aims towards the dissemination of the Creator in the world. And by that, he will certainly receive success in all areas. That's how it's written.
Dear Rav, our question is, do prayers for the benefit of the collective count as dissemination?
No. When we talk about dissemination, is that which you are sending out to the collective and they receive it and start to change somewhat by this. And if you're saying it yourself, or to yourself, and the collective doesn't know about this, it's not called dissemination. You can pray to the Creator to care for people, to do something, but that's not called dissemination either. Dissemination is when you're moving from yourself, like a person, to other people. And then this transfer is called dissemination. Okay, we already came to the end of the questions. Italy 8.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Good morning Rav. In the studies that we've been choosing, number 3, it's been talking expansion of the wisdom of truth to the entire nation that served us before. What is this nation?
That we will disseminate to everyone as without starting to connect. That's the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, of the wisdom of truth. That everything depends only on the connection between us, between human beings. If we take on this direction and go towards connection, everything in the world will work out. Even if we don't do anything, just the fact that we start to somewhat think that this is how it is. That's what we need. And we need to start with this. This is what he writes, the great expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses. We need prior in a way that we will be able to be worthy of getting the benefit of the upper light. That's called the Messiah of our righteousness. Mach 21.
Доброго дня всем. Вот всегда говорится, что создатель
любит. Good afternoon, everybody.
Творение тоже любит своего.
So we say that the creator loves his creation.
Что Шхина является нашей матерью. И если
is it correct to say that the Shechina is our mother? And if so,
понять такое, что такое мама?
There's no feeling that she's close. How do we see this as like a mother?
We need to try and get to know the Shechina. The Shechina is the connection between us, in which we ourselves build the Shechina. If we want to be more connected, closer, more tight between us, then we slowly discover between us that connection between us is called Shechina. Shechina is called that all our desires become connected to one network of connection. And this net of connection between us is called Shechina. And then in the Shechina, as much as we want to raise it, this net of connection, we feel in it the Creator, which is revealed specifically from that net of connection between us called Shechina. That's the whole point of the Creator and Shechina. Or the Creator in such a state is called Shochen, the dweller, as he is revealed within the Shechina, the dweller and the dwelling.
Can we understand what's stopping us from loving? Do we even know how to love?
We know how to love only ourselves.
Yes.
We need to change that to love of others.
Toronto 1.
The best advice with people who want to distance, to get divorced, is to explain to them that all the good things only come as a result of concession, mutual concession, that's it. We need to teach them how to concede to one another and not to be in a state in which it's like two donkeys that are standing one before the other and no one wants to move. Stubborn donkeys. Learn concessions. The whole wisdom is before you come to connection. You come from hatred to concession, and from concession to connection, and from connection to love. Those stages we need to learn how to do them.
Info.
Thank you, Rav. We'd first like to thank the friends who were preparing on this lesson on the topic of dissemination. Before we ask for your summary, we would like to ask, in one of the clips, you spoke about how you feel obligated to Rabash, and you're dedicated to dissemination because you feel obligated to your teacher. How can we all feel this?
I don't want to say that I do it just because my teacher and Bala Sulam wants this, but because I feel as much as the whole world wants this, how the whole world needs this and must have it and suffers. And without the dissemination of the method of connection, of correction in amongst the people of the world, amongst the humanity, we won't come out of this. We will, God forbid, come to world wars that are truly nuclear wars. And what could be worse? Therefore, let's relate seriously to the opportunity that we have for the time being and disseminate the wisdom of connection, the wisdom of Kabbalah, as we won't say it's the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection that we must reach a connection between us, and by that we invert our life in which we're uncertain, suffering, not knowing what will happen to us today or tomorrow, with our families, with our children, with divorce, with all kinds of things, where we will come to a state that is all good, where it's written, you shall see your world in your lifetime, and we will see the next world beyond this world. And not everything will end with death, but everything will extend and continue, because life is supposed to be endless, eternal, just like the upper force. Everything depends only on us rising a little above our ego towards connection with others. I wish us to reach that. I am really thankful to you for being with us in this conversation today, with this discussion with me. And thank you very much to the info team. And let's hope that in another week we will meet again. Thank you. A hug, a warm, big hug to everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gilad.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone. Let's hear another message. Now we'll have training for asking questions in the lesson. This is an important topic for all of us from all over the world. Please, let's continue with a song.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Together we can make.
Stand.